USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division continue to head to the Middle East for a possible defense of the American embassy in Baghdad. After being under siege by protesters, they have finally retreated. They said they were angry about airstrikes against the Shiite militia, which is backed by Iran. Because of the situation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has delayed his trip to 5 different countries. President Trump is still spending the Christmas break at Mar-a-Lago, but he's still dealing with new threats from North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un has been threatening to show off new strategic weapons.
He did sign a contract. He did sign an agreement talking about denuclearization.
The president met with Kim 6 months ago. He says he will give him room to back down. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season, and as of early Wednesday, more than 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found Wednesday morning, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires. Pro-vaping protesters have been out demonstrating over the Christmas holiday. President Trump, who is still in Florida on his winter break, said the government will soon unveil a new strategy to tackle underage vaping.
We have to protect our families. At the same time, it's a big industry. We want to protect the industry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A new study says January is a good time to dry out if you've been drinking too much over the holidays. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
British researchers at the University of Sussex say they recommend starting the new year with a dry January when you abstain from alcohol for the month. They say their research shows it helps people regain control of their drinking after the holidays. They studied over 800 people who did it last year and found going a month without booze helped them to have more energy, lose weight, improve their skin, quit smoking, and also sleep better.
In 1956, he reached the height of baseball glory with the Yankees when he threw a perfect game and the only no-hitter in World Series history.
Here's strike ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike two!
Former pitcher Don Larson has died of cancer at age 90. New York Daily News' Bill Madden was at that game.
He's obviously an historic figure in sports history because he pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. No one has done it since. It was an iconic event in baseball.
A 3-year-old Phoenix boy is recovering from a gunshot wound. He was struck by a random bullet fired on New Year's Eve. The same situation in Houston. A stray bullet killed a 61-year-old nurse who was standing outside her home. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.